Speak your edits. Voice first editing on the subway. Walk and talk your edit. Vibe Chopper turned voice input and chat and voice feedback into a director's chair you can carry on the subway. 1. The 6th train at 7:42. It's 7:42 p.m. You're on the 6th train going downtown. You shot 4 hours of footage at a friend's gallery opening last night. The client wants a 90-second cut by Friday morning. You're standing because the car is full, one hand on the pole, the other on your phone. A year ago, this is where you would have sighed, opened your notes app, and typed out a list of timestamps to attack later when you got home. Maybe by 10, maybe by midnight, maybe never. You unlock the phone. You open Vibe Chopper. You hold the mic button down. Pull the wide shot of the artist talking to the woman in the red coat. Trim the first 6 seconds. The train rocks. You let go of the button. The transcript appears in the chat input. You glance at it once. You hit send. By the time the train pulls into Union Square, your cold open is on the timeline. That's the post. 2. Voice input in the chat, what we actually shipped. Voice input in the AI chat went live in the November 28th wave. Commit A075B55. Add voice transcription and improve social media sharing. It wrote in next to the natural language chat panel that we'd shipped a couple of days before. The chat could already cut your timeline if you typed. Now it could cut your timeline if you talked. Here's what it actually was, end to end. No magic, no fog machine. The chat input grew a microphone button on its left edge. Data test case, button voice transcribe. You press it. Your browser asks for microphone permission once. From that point on, pressing the button starts a recording. Pressing it again stops the recording. 60 seconds maximum per take. Max recording time equals 60. Because longer than that and you should be writing a brief, not a sentence. Under the hood, the recording used Media Recorder with Audio WebM Codex Opus, the same codex Discord and WhatsApp use for voice notes. Echo cancellation, noise suppression, and auto gain control ran on by default, so a noisy subway car wouldn't shred your transcript. The captured chunks got Base64 encoded and posted to /API/transcribe, the same pipeline that transcribes your uploaded video audio, same model family, same accuracy. The transcribed text didn't fire off into the void. It landed in your chat input field as plain text, appended to whatever you'd already typed. You got to read it before you sent it. If the train made it garble trim into trip, you fixed the typo with your thumb. If it nailed the take, you sent it as is. The hook also measured your microphone's audio level via an analyzer note at 256 bin FFT, normalized as an RMS value between 0 and 1, so a future visualization could pulse with your voice. We treated voice the way a real product treats voice, a first-class input channel with its own state machine. When the recording finished, the button showed a spinner and the text dropped in. 2 to 4 seconds usually, less than the time the train spends at a station. 3. Why Talk to Your Edit actually works on a phone. Typing on a phone keyboard is fine for a sentence.
It is not fine for a director's note. 3. Why Talk to Your Edit actually works on a phone. You know the rhythm of a real direction. Pull the wide shot. Trim the front. That's a chain of 3 commands, 21 words, 2 punctuation marks. On a thumb keyboard, you would get the first command out, lose your train of thought, retype trim 3 times because autocorrect insists on trip, and quit and finish it later. 3. Why Talk to Your Edit actually works on a phone. Out loud, it took you 8 seconds. 3. Why Talk to Your Edit actually works on a phone. Voice doesn't just save typing time. It saves the thinking you do while you're waiting for your thumbs to catch up. The directing voice in your head moves at full speed. The mic moves at full speed. The keyboard does not. 3. Why Talk to Your Edit actually works on a phone. We watched this in our own use long before it was an article. The team uses Vibe Chopper to cut its own demos. The single most used feature on the phone is voice input. Not because it's clever, because it's faster. 3. Why Talk to Your Edit actually works on a phone. 4. Voice feedback. Talk to the app about the app. In the May 17 sync wave, commit 30331FD, a second voice surface shipped, voice feedback button. This one wasn't for editing. This one was for talking to the app about the app. 4. Voice feedback. Talk to the app about the app. It lives as a small floating microphone in the bottom left corner of every page. You can dismiss it. You can also tap it when you spot a bug, a workflow gap, a thing that should have happened but didn't. 4. Voice feedback. Talk to the app about the app. It opens an OpenAI real-time session over WebRTC /API/feedback/real-time transcription and starts streaming a live transcript in a small chrome-bordered panel above the button. The provider label reads OpenAI Real-Time, GPT Real-Time Whisper. If WebRTC isn't available, older Safari, lockdown corporate browsers, it falls back to the browser's built-in speech recognition API. Either way, you see your words appear in near real-time. Final deltas and interim guesses both go to the server as separate transcript chunks via /API/feedback/voice session/ID/transcript chunks. The audio itself goes up to, in 2 second chunks, to /API/feedback/voice session/ID/audio chunks. The little label under the recording button reads rec 12 seconds, audio 6, text 9. You can literally watch the count of audio chunks and transcript chunks climbing. 4. Voice feedback. Talk to the app about the app. Tap the button a second time and the feedback submits. The system attaches everything around your voice note as well. Device fingerprint, browser/OS info, the current URL, and a 5,000 character preview of the visible page. Your last 10 clicks across the app, console logs, the full TanStat query cache filter to anything that looks like a timeline or clip or video, and an incident context snapshot. 4. Voice feedback. Talk to the app about the app. No hidden capture, no mystery. You see what's getting sent. 4. Voice feedback. Talk to the app about the app. The feedback comes into us as a bug report with the transcript as its body and a stack of debugging artifacts pinned to it. We already have your last 10 clicks, the query cache around your active timeline, and the exact frame of the app you were looking at. 4. Voice feedback. Talk to the app about the app. If the submit hits a snag, the request keeps finishing in the background and the button shows a finishing, usually under 10 seconds, message. You can navigate away. Your feedback finishes itself. 5. When voice speeds typing. There is a clean rule here. 5. When voice speeds typing. Voice wins when your hands are busy. Subway pole, coffee in one hand, walking the dog.
Standing in line at the deli, loading a dishwasher, pacing your kitchen while the kettle works. Anything where putting both thumbs on a screen would mean putting down something else. 5. When voice beats typing. Voice wins when the command is a sentence. These are sentences your brain produces in one breath. Typing them takes 4 breaths. Speaking them takes 1. 5. When voice beats typing. Voice wins when you're describing a feeling, not a parameter. Make this scene feel a little more quiet at the start is a real directing note. Try typing it on a phone keyboard at 7:42 p.m. on the 6 train. Now try saying it. 5. When voice beats typing. Voice wins when you're moving and thinking. The walk and talk is a real creative mode. Aaron Sorkin walked his rooms while writing dialogue. You can walk your block while shaping a cut. 5. When voice beats typing. 6. When typing beats voice. There is a clean rule here too. 6. When typing beats voice. Typing wins when the command needs precision. A time code is 4 numbers and a colon. Saying 0013:27 out loud is slower than typing 001327 and 4 times more likely to garble. If you mean an exact frame, type it. 6. When typing beats voice. Typing wins when you're in public and the command is sensitive. Reading a client's name out loud on a crowded train is a vibe. Type it. 6. When typing beats voice. Typing wins when you need to pace. A URL, a script, a transcript snippet you copied from somewhere else. The keyboard wins every time. 6. When typing beats voice. Typing wins for a brief. A real brief is a paragraph. A paragraph wants to be edited as it's written. A brief is one of the few places where the slow, deliberate friction of typing actually helps you think. 6. When typing beats voice. We didn't build voice to replace typing. We built voice so the most everywhere device you own, the phone in your pocket, could finally hold a director's chair. 7. 3 real walk and talk edits. 3 takes we use ourselves. Each one runs in under 15 seconds. Record, transcribe, send. 7. 3 real walk and talk edits. The cold open trim. Pull the wide shot at 13 seconds. Trim the first 6 seconds. The chat takes that as a sequence. Locate the clip, trim the head, place it first. By the time you're done speaking, the AI is already working. 7. 3 real walk and talk edits. The line cut. The transcript is already indexed against the timeline. Every word is on a clip. The AI knows where, you know what I mean, lives. The clip splits at the word, the dead air drops, the rest closes ranks. 7. 3 real walk and talk edits. The music drop. Drop the score around 40 seconds in, when she walks into the room. Pull it down by half during her line. 3 operations in one breath. The score gets placed, ducked, and unducked. Your edit was waiting for you when you got off the train. 7. 3 real walk and talk edits. You shot it, you described it, it cut itself. 8. The shape of an edit that lives in your pocket. We did not ship voice input because the demo looked cool. We shipped it because the phone is the device you actually have on you, and the keyboard on a phone is a choke point for everything you might want to say to your edit. 8. The shape of an edit that lives in your pocket. The 6 train was always going to be downtime. We made it edit time. The dog walk was always going to be reset time. We made it cold open time. The line at the deli was always going to be dead air. We made it the moment you spotted the line of dialogue that wanted to be cut. 8. The shape of an edit that lives in your pocket. The directing voice in your head is the voice in your phone now. They were always the same voice. We just gave them the same room to talk in. 8.
The shape of an edit that lives in your pocket. Press the mic, say the cut. The timeline listens. 8. The shape of an edit that lives in your pocket. See you on the timeline. 8. The shape of an edit that lives in your pocket. Gnarls. 8. The shape of an edit that lives in your pocket. 8. The shape of an edit that lives in your pocket. Companion reading. Tell it what you want, watch it cut. Covers the typing side of the same chat panel. The directing voice in your head, but through your thumbs. Edit from your couch, or your phone, or Vision Pro. Covers what that same edit looks like on the other screens in your life.